Thompson. Jen, where do you live?
I live in Taylor Ridge.
Okay, of Taylor Ridge. You had a Mohs procedure due to skin cancer. Can you tell us your story?
Sure. It actually starts over 10 years ago. I had a sore on my lip and it was bothering me. And I went to the doctor and the doctor wanted to do a biopsy. They did a biopsy over 10 years ago. It was benign, so I didn't think anything of it, but it kept bothering me. Even when they would try to remove it, they tried to remove it in different ways. It just kept festering and it would always bother me. And so for over 10 years, I just kind of lived with it. And unfortunately, my doctor, I went to the same dermatologist, but they never asked to do another biopsy. So last fall, I just decided, you know what, I'm going to ask them to remove it again. And this is when a different doctor actually asked me, you know, when was the last biopsy? I couldn't tell her. I couldn't remember when that last biopsy really was. She looked in her records. And it was over 10 years.
Oh, my goodness.
And unfortunately, that's what happens. And we need to be our own advocates and remember that, you know, if something is bothering you, you need to continually ask about it with your doctor. You need to talk to them about it. And so I didn't do that. And I've been a part of Relay and the Cancer Society for a long time, and I didn't even ask about it.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, if anything, it's just a reminder to make sure that you're always checking and always talking to your doctors and to others about, the possibility and make sure that you're trying to do that prevention and trying to do that, be your own advocate, like I said.
You know, and I know you talk about what you should have done, but if you think about day to day, we're always worried about those around us, those that we love, see things, and you're like, you should go see the doctor. I know my dad will say, well, you should go talk to the doctor, but then when he's hurting, he doesn't want to go. And it sometimes is like that with each of us.
Sure, and a biopsy is scary when you think about it. Nobody wants to really do that, but in the end, it was not that bad. And it showed that it was cancerous this time. And I naively, thought that because it wasn't cancerous 10 years ago, they're just going to take another biopsy and it's going to be the same thing, right? Because how does it turn into cancer? But that's what happens is it can just, creep up on you. So
that's eye-opening, because I would have thought the same thing. Once benign, always benign, but I guess that's not the case. Jen, Mary told me that you have been a long time, and you mentioned it, long time involved with Relay for What Life. Why do you think this is such an important thing and the work of the American Cancer Society so important?
Well, as you said, I had Mohs surgery, which is a really interesting way to do this. They take a layer off of, they take your tumor and the layer with it, and they take it under a microscope, and they keep you in the operating room at the same time, and then they will come back if they need to. If they see cancer cells, they can take another layer, and they do this until it's all gone, until they know that they have all of it. So that technology, that ability to do that was because of, Cancer Society contributing the money, that kind of thing. So these procedures and the technology and just the science behind it is all driven by these donations. So it's very, very important. My dad had kidney cancer several years ago, and he succumbed to that in 2017. But he also was able to live a lot longer because of immunotherapies and things that they had, founded. And it was all contributed to these donations. So super, super important.
Yeah, and this is the Relay for Life of Mercer County Radiothon, and we're taking calls right now, 309-582-5666. That's Jason Partridge's voice you hear outside. Getting tuning up out there. We're going to visit him in just a moment. Jen, how do you feel, though, about this whole thing? Relay, I guess here in 2002, I mean, boy, that it's such a great resource. It's hard to imagine life without Relay.
Right. For Mercer County, Relay for Life has contributed greatly. When I was diagnosed, the first people I told was my Relay team. They were so supportive and understanding. And, you know, you think skin cancer and it's just a little spot. It's not that big a deal. But they knew it is a big deal. It can be a big deal. So they were super important to me personally, but to the community as well. We raise a lot of money, and that money stays here and stays, you know, for Mercer County residents. So it's super important. In the scheme of things.
Well, so. Jen, thank you so much for sharing your story. I think it encourages others. And if you were encouraged by Jen, give us a call this morning, 309-582-5666. Jen Thompson, thank you again so much.